Module 6, Lesson 1. What is a sleep association? Generally speaking, a sleep association is anything that your child connects with sleep, usually an event or a thing which directly precedes your little one drifting into sleepy land. These associations can either hinder or help your little one fall asleep and or connect their sleep cycles during sleep. The reason that the way your child falls asleep is important is because it also is the way that they will expect to resettle to sleep during light sleep stages. No child is capable of sleeping through the night without waking up at all. Even we as adults don't do this. All children cycle through light and deep sleep multiple times a night, as we've already learned. And if a child is not capable of replicating the way that they fell asleep by themselves, they will have a much harder time resettling to sleep when they lightly awaken in the middle of a nap or in the middle of the night. So sleep associations aren't inherently bad, but they are important. And whether they are helpful or unhelpful really just boils down to, do they work for or against consolidated sleep? Positive or helpful sleep associations either help your child fall asleep or they protect their sleep. That means that they're either constant during sleep or it is something that the child can recreate on their own when they awaken between sleep cycles. So examples of positive sleep associations are constant white noise, which protects your little one's sleep from outside noises, and sleeping in a sleep sack, which is a nonverbal cue for sleep as well as something that keeps your child warm at night, keeping that sleep environment the same. On the other hand, negative or unhelpful sleep associations are the things that a child needs for settling but cannot recreate on their own. And that means that they're often unable to move from one sleep cycle to the next without your assistance. The most common unhelpful sleep associations are nursing or feeding to sleep, rocking or bouncing to sleep, or using a dummy, unless the child can actually find and replace it themselves, in which case it can sometimes be a positive thing. Anything that takes place in those last few minutes before sleep where you are somewhat involved can be connected to the process of how the child falls asleep. And that means that there could be a sleep association involved that could potentially hinder long naps and consolidated night sleep. If your little one is affected by unhelpful sleep associations, the key is to change the pattern by using a new but consistent settling method and removing those unhelpful sleep associations. This is the process that we often refer to as sleep training, and the main aim is to basically practice your child settling to sleep with only helpful sleep associations, which are going to support better and more consolidated sleep. Changing patterns of behavior is undoubtedly the hardest part of this entire process. Change is never easy, and there are some tears involved, as we've talked about in the previous module. However, this is also why we have looked previously at the other sleep factors like physiology, development, day routine, and sleep environment first, so that in laying that good foundation, we can actually try and keep tears to a minimum. Remember, as we talked about in the previous module, you are training your child every time you put them to sleep, whether you're aware of it or not, because the way that you approach sleep is teaching your child what to expect when it comes to bedtime. So the way that we can change the sleep associations that your child has developed is by implementing a settling method, which will help your child develop those new sleep habits so that they are able to fall asleep more independently and connect their sleep cycles. And we're going to go into more detail about exactly what a settling method is, the different methods that we use, and how to implement them in the next module. But first, we want to look at how you can evaluate whether or not your child actually has a sleep association or not.